You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Good morning. It's 8:02, a few minutes later for the Social Soundbite today, but well worth it because I had to hook Angie up with those tickets. And now she gets to go to see Hairball. She's going to have a blast, and you still get that great information about what's happening in the world of social media. We bring in Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. How's it going, Nick?
It is going great. Lots of crazy new things in the zeitgeist out there in front of us.
Yes.
This week, Pinterest made good on something that they had been talking about for a while, and that is buyable pins. And that's simply a button, a feature within Pinterest now, that when everybody, you know, pins things that they like, that they see, crafts, recipes, home improvement, decorating ideas, all sorts of great things that people pin. Right now, those are oftentimes linking out to other websites where you can go buy that stuff. And actually, 40% of social commerce, social e-commerce, is driven from Pinterest. And so it's no surprise then that Pinterest would say, hey, if people are wanting to go and buy things as a result of being on our site, what would happen if you could actually buy things right there on Pinterest?
Monetize. Yeah. That's what the key is, right? You got to find a way to get people opening up that checkbook or using their credit card, right?
Exactly. So earlier in the month, they announced that they're going to add these buy buttons. And yesterday, they started appearing in the iPhone and iPad app. Of Pinterest, and it's only for select partners right now.
Sure.
As they kind of test this out. But eventually, the thinking is that you would be able to add a button and set up a feature so that someone could buy your product right there inside Pinterest.
How about that? Hey, could you go back to that statistic for a minute? Did you say 40% of e-commerce?
40% of social e-commerce.
Social
other social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, things that could be driving dollars that could be classified as social media. A majority of that, the biggest single contributor there is Pinterest.
Okay. Interesting. So people are using it, and of course, Pinterest wants to get their piece of the pie, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the other thing that you talked about monetizing, and just like iTunes takes that cut when you've got a work up there of music, movies, all of the content providers there. iTunes is taking that big cut. For listing you there, and I'd have to think that that would be something that Pinterest is driving towards as well, so that you can list your product.
That's always one of the big challenges, too, when we see all of these companies that when Facebook stock came out, and when, it's great to have a big popular thing, right? It's great to have all these followers and have all these people generating all this activity. But if it's not, if you're not getting cash, if it's not helping your bottom line, that's where the big problem comes in. And so that's where you can, it's great to have the big popular thing, but you got to find a way to get some money for it, right?
Got to convert it into dollars, absolutely.
Or euros.
If
you're in Greece.
Exactly.
So as we round out the Social Soundbite, anything else going on that you want to mention today?
I'm sitting here thinking about all of the 4th of July stuff coming up, and it's always a good reminder as you get ready for the holiday to think about how you might be, for any holiday, thinking about how you might be staffing your social media presence. If you have limited in-store hours or hours for your business, is someone checking in on social media throughout the holiday just in case there's nothing that needs addressing?
It's a good idea, and you can schedule posts and do things like that.
Absolutely.
That helps out, no doubt. All right, that is our Social Soundbite with Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. Follow him at Nick Westergaard. Follow me at Jay Capron. Followed by Rally Gnome at White Sox Rally, if you want. Hey, they won last night. It's craziness.
Don't knock the gnome.
I know. All right. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Nick Westergaard, Brand Driven Digital. That's your social soundbite. We're going to dive right into the snapshot. And then Susan Mims is my scheduled guest for the Iowa City City Council on another jam-packed morning. Snapshot right now.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.